Robin Page joins us by phone tonight. She's a former Cincinnatian transplanted to Los Angeles, and we're going to talk with her on the occasion of the publication of her debut novel titled Small Silent Things. I want to congratulate you on this exciting occasion of the publication of your first novel. Got to be a real special time in your life.
It is. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So let's get to your novel. At the center of it is Jocelyn Morrow. Secondarily, her neighbor, Simon. Their growing up circumstances are very different, and I'm interested for you to describe them, but they do nevertheless share the experience of trauma and loss. So tell us about Jocelyn first, please.
Well, Jocelyn is an African-American woman who has grown up in a very bad childhood situation. She's had experiences with physical abuse and sexual abuse and just kind of a very horrible home life. And then when she grows into an adult, she sort of arrives in this life where everything is materially provided for her. She's far from home. She's living kind of the ideal life. And then when her mother dies, something in that death triggers memories from when she was a kid. So all of this emotional baggage that she's had catches up to her. And then in the meantime, a neighbor, a Rwandan refugee, he's a survivor of the Rwandan genocide, I should say, moves into the same building that she lives in the Pacific Palisades. And he carries his own trauma. And then the story follows both of their experiences in the more modern times, flashing back to their past. And then they form a friendship. And that's kind of, I think, what the book is about.
And certainly involves Jocelyn's child. I'm thinking that in terms of moving on with their lives, each of them takes some risks. Jocelyn's risk revolves around an extramarital affair. How does this come about?
Well, as I was writing it, I was thinking about why people have affairs when they have perfectly good marriages. I think certainly Jocelyn's marriage is lacking with Conrad in some ways, but overall, I think it's not exactly a marriage to leave. So at the time, I was reading a lot of books about affairs and why people do it. And I remember I came across this line where they were saying people be a different person than they are on an everyday basis. So you get to become someone else when you're in an affair. And I think that's what Jocelyn is really searching for in this relationship that she has. She wants to be able to be somewhere else once all of these past issues flood into her life. And I think it's a way that she's trying to take control, but, you know, inevitably it's probably not going to be the best choice.
And for Simon, who is Claudette and what risk does he take in that situation?
Well, Claudette is a woman who claims to be his daughter that he lost in the Rwandan genocide. So he has already had an experience with someone who claims to be his child that he lost. And now he has a woman who has sent him a letter and she says that she is his daughter. And so he has to forge ahead and trust that maybe this relationship will happen. And I think, you know, within that relationship, he is also forming a relationship with Jocelyn's daughter. And that kind of helps him manage the relationship that he's trying to form with Claudette. And I think overall what I was hoping, and I'm not, you know, you never know what you're accomplishing when you're writing, but I was hoping to think about what family really is and how we form families, especially when we are people who don't have healthy familiar relationships or who have lost our family members.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that I have read that some things in your novel are based on your life. There are certainly places in the Small Silent Things that are references to Cincinnati, where you grew up. And I'm wondering if, you know, when you write based on things in your life, does it feel risky? Is there a challenge in it? If so, what were those?
I would say the book is not autobiographical, actually, in any way. Of course, the setting, like you said, is definitely Cincinnati. And then I also live in Los Angeles in a small town that's sort of like the town that Jocelyn rents the cabin in. But I think for me, how my writing works is I have a number of issues that are really important to me. One is the expectation of women in our culture. We kind of are expected to just sort of deal with things. And I want to kind of challenge that. And I think that's why Jocelyn was an important character to me, because I don't really believe that people just get over things. And I think culturally, we expect children and women more than any other group to just get over the things that have happened to them and move on. So I kind of want to challenge that. As far as Rwanda goes, and then I would say the closest storyline to me is I did lose my brother in 1994 to AIDS, and it was a very hard, deep trauma for me. So that is really, I think, how the two things came together, because that was the same year of the Rwandan genocide, and I remember that in my consciousness. I remember that happening at the same time. So I was very drawn to the people that were surviving in Rwanda, because I felt as if I was surviving something too. It's not exactly the same, obviously, and the Rwandan people had a much harder situation than I did. But I think I felt some of the same things, which were that I didn't think that the government was taking care of my brother in any way. I didn't think they cared about AIDS. There was a generation of people who were dying that nobody seemed to care about. And it was very hard for me. So I think those two things have melded in my memory, and they're always going to be something that I write about. So Jocelyn, you know, like me, has lost her brother to AIDS. And then Simon, being the Rwandan survivor, I think takes a part for me of the personal narratives of those survivors that I was reading at the time and reading after that made me feel less lonely at that time.
There's a lovely quote from another Cincinnati author, Nikki Giovanni, that graces your novel's cover with these words, "Most small things are close to our hearts, but our hearts are our smallest. Sometimes our hearts stop. Then we need a book to comfort small silent things." So I do want to thank you for offering comfort to anyone who reads the book. Certainly want to congratulate you on this major accomplishment and wish you further success in your writing career.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Robin Page about her debut novel, Small Silent Things. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.